The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Who controls the weather? Who controls earthquakes, floods, and other so-called natural disasters? These events are sometimes called acts of God. Is that really true, my friends? Does God really intervene in the weather? If so, what kind of weather lies ahead? And what should you do about it?
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith asked, who controls the weather? And now, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith.
Some of the most ferocious storms and earthquakes ever have struck in recent years. The recent earthquake in Turkey took tens of thousands of lives. Many more are on the way. Hurricane Andrew in 1992 is regarded now as the greatest natural disaster to hit the United States in modern times. This August, Hurricane Brett could have been just as disastrous as Andrew if it had been hitting a heavily populated area. By the time you view this program, my friends, other destructive hurricanes and storms may have hit the United States or Canada. Why? Are all these storms and earthquakes just coincidental? Are they just acts of nature? Or is there really a great God, a God in heaven who looks down, who intervenes, who controls the weather, who controls earthquakes and these other so-called natural phenomena? He uses these to either bless or to punish nations. Is that true? Listen to what Jesus Christ said. Turn to your Bible. Check up on me. I want you to follow me in your own Bible. Don't believe me. You believe what you read in the pages of your own Bible. This Bible is the revelation from Almighty God who gives us life and breath. Notice Luke 4 and verse 4. Jesus Christ said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. The only written word of God back then was the Old Testament. That's all they had. So the Old Testament was inspired by God according to Jesus Christ, as well as the New. Notice what the Apostle Paul wrote back in 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. The literal Greek means here means God breathed. That's literally what the Greek expression means. God breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's what God's Word says. Every Scripture is God-breathed. It came right out from God. Man wrote these, but God inspired these books in the Bible. So let's understand that. Now let's read the inspired account of King Solomon's dedication prayer for the ancient temple in Jerusalem, God's temple. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 8, if you would. But let's start in verse 22. And he said, Eternal God of Israel, there is no God in heaven above or on earth below like you, who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants who walk before you with all their heart. Those who serve God, God hears. And Solomon is acknowledging that. Verse 35, and Solomon is still praying to God in this prayer. When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain, Solomon prayed, because they have sinned against you, when they pray toward this place and confess your name and turn from their sin because you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel, that you may teach them the good way in which they should walk, and give rain. Notice what Solomon prayed. And remember, all Scripture is God-breathed, and God guided this prayer, and God put this prayer in the Bible as a lesson to us. Solomon said, then give rain. God controls the weather. Give rain on your land, which you've given to your people as an inheritance. When there is famine, does famine involve weather? You bet it does. It involves no rain. When there is famine in the land, Solomon said, or pestilence, blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, when their enemy besieges them in the gates of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer or supplication is made by anyone or by all your people Israel, where each one knows the plague of his own heart and spreads out his hand toward this temple, in other words, when they turn to you, O God, then hear in heaven, Solomon asked, your dwelling place, and forgive and act, and give to everyone according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you, only you, know the heart of all the sons of men. God knows our hearts, and if our hearts are right, he will turn back, and he will forgive, and he will send rain, and he will heal disease, and he will intervene. The great God will intervene in human affairs. Picture, my friends, a terrible storm striking one of our American or Canadian cities. Can we learn to see God in that picture? Do we not yet realize that our continued lawlessness and rebellion against the God of heaven, rebelling against his ways, will soon bring punishment from a loving God? We need to understand that, because the God is real, the real God, the God of the Bible, the God of creation. Notice Jesus Christ's prophecy for our day. Luke 21, verse 7. Teacher, when will these things be, and what will the sign be when these things are about to take place? And he said, take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near. Therefore do not go after them. Don't say, you know, believe that Christ is just off here or there in a corner. There are going to be horrifying things preceding Jesus Christ's coming. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end will not come immediately. Then he said, nation will rise against nation. We've had that, one nation fighting a nation. All over this earth that's taking place, as Jesus indicated elsewhere, it would get worse and worse. Then he said, kingdom against kingdom. He used a different word. This is not vain repetition. He's using a different Greek word, which means alliances of nations. World war. First we have series of wars, then we have world war. And next there will be great earthquakes. Not normal earthquakes. Jesus said, great earthquakes in various places. They're going to strike elsewhere, mainly at first perhaps, but they're eventually going to strike America, Canada, Britain, and the areas where the British descended peoples of the earth are living. Many of you understand the reason. We are God's descendants in a certain sense. We're the descendants of the birthright people, Israel. And so God is going to deal with us in love because he blessed us in love. And God punishes every son he loves. Earthquakes in various places and famines, lack of food. Lack of food because of what? Weather. Terrible famines because of drought and other natural disasters. And pestilence, disease epidemics usually follow up these conditions. And they are in your future, whether you believe it or not. And there will be fearful sights and great signs from heavens. What does the future hold for our peoples? What's really going to happen in the next several years? To understand the genuine answer, be sure to call or write today for your free copy of our exciting booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain? This powerful booklet will show you exactly what lies ahead and why. It is filled with biblical and historical proof. So call now and request your free copy of What's Ahead for America and Britain.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Now back to our topic. Who controls the weather? Notice now, my friends, a dual prophecy, a prophecy that is intended for both ancient and for modern Israel. And as you read this prophecy carefully, you can see that. Often, biblical prophecies do have an ancient meaning and yet a definite, obvious, modern fulfillment. This is one of those prophecies affecting ancient Israel and also affecting the modern descendants of Israel, who are in fact the American and British descended peoples as well as the Jewish people. Leviticus 26, turn to verse 3. If you walk in my statutes, God told our forefathers, and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. In other words, God would give them good weather. God controls the weather. But notice beginning in verse 14, he says, but if you do not obey me, if you will not serve your God and obey his commandments, if you do not observe all these commandments, if you despise my statutes, and he talks about his statutes in a number of places in the Bible, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant, I will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. Those things began to hit our people, horrible flus and fevers back in World War I and just after that, as you know. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you will reign over you. At first it was to be just here and there, as they did over Western Europe at first. This prophecy goes on, but I'm not going to describe all of it. I'm just concentrating on the weather. But read this whole thing sometimes, my friends, and think about what's going to happen to us unless we repent. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you. After all this, if we still don't wake up, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. We're in that section right now of prophecy. God is beginning to break the power of the British Commonwealth and American peoples. Frankly, Britain has already been mainly broken, but America's in the process. We have the power, but we're often not sure how to use it. And we have men who are afraid, men who lack courage, men who lack understanding, men who lack vision leading us. And we don't know what to do even with the power that we have. I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. He goes on with worse and worse punishments as it goes along. But God reveals here, he controls the weather, and he sometimes uses the weather to humble his people. And that's an important lesson we need to learn. Hebrews chapter 12, and notice verse 5. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. God punishes the ones he loves. A loving father sometimes has to spank his son to wake him up before it is too late, before that son runs out in the street and kills himself, and so on. God punishes people and nations, and the entire Bible shows us that. Notice verse or chapter 13 now, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ, as many of you know, was the God of Israel, the God of the Old Testament. Christ is the same. He has not changed. As he punished nations of old, he will punish nations today. His way of working with nations and men is basically the same. He does not change. We are the ones who often have changed. We turn aside. We turn away from God. And God has to wake us up and bring us back to the fact that he is the reality. God is the ultimate reality. In him we live and move and have our being. And a lot of you out there, you believe in some kind of God. I know that. Most of you say, I believe in God. But what kind of God do you believe in? Do you believe in the God of this book? Do you believe in the great spirit personality sitting at the controls of the universe who's about to intervene and shake this nation and shake Canada and Britain and the other nations of the world unless they really repent and begin to obey his ways? Think about it. Turn back to Amos. Amos chapter 3, verse 6. If a trumpet is blown in the city, will not the people be afraid? If there is a calamity in a city, will not the Eternal have done it? Surely the Eternal God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. Always God has someone there to help people understand his major interventions. God has His servants today, and I happen to be one of them. You need to listen. You need to understand. He will do nothing unless He reveals His secret to His servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The eternal God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? How can we help but prophesy if we understand what's going to come and what is going to happen to our beloved peoples? We need to prophesy. We need to understand. We need to obey the great God. Turn over to chapter 4 now in this prophecy. Again, another dual prophecy. A prophecy that was for ancient Israel, but definitely for modern Israel, for the modern British and American peoples as well. Verse 6 of chapter 4. Also, Amos writes, or God speaking here, I gave you cleanness of teeth in all your cities. He's not talking about us brushing our teeth. He means we didn't have any food to eat. No food to eat. Cleanness of teeth and lack of bread in all your places. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Eternal. I also withheld rain from you when there were yet 3 months to harvest. Withheld rain? Yes. Again, God controls the weather. He's in charge over all of these storms. He doesn't bring every little rain that comes along directly. He guides the overall weather conditions. But when He needs to, when He wants to, when He feels it's necessary to wake us up, He will bring terrible drought, famine, disease epidemics, horrifying, powerful earthquakes, great earthquakes, as we saw Jesus said, on our peoples, to literally shake us to our senses. So notice this, what God is saying right here. He says, I have withheld rain from you when there were still 3 months to harvest. I made it rain on one city. I withheld rain from another city. One part was rained upon, and where it did not rain, the part withered. So two or three cities wandered to another city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have you not returned to me, says the Eternal. In other words, some places had rain, other places did not have enough rain. And frankly, some cities are going to get too much rain, and they're going to have floods. And other cities will have drought. The normal weather patterns will be disrupted over the coming years. Watch and understand. Verse 9, I blasted you with blight when your gardens increased, your vineyards, your olive trees, your fig trees, the locusts devoured them. God will send those kind of plagues upon us as well. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Eternal. I sent among you a plague. We're going to have disease epidemics. Yes, right here, after the manner of Egypt. Your young men I killed with the sword along with your captive horses. I made the stench of your camps come up into your nostrils. Yet who you have not returned to me, says the Eternal. I overthrow some of you, or overthrew some of you, God says, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a firebrand plucked from the burning. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Eternal. Therefore, thus will I do to you, O Israel, and this means our modern peoples now, when we understand, God says, this will I do to you, because I do this to you, prepare to meet your God. O Israel, Jesus Christ is coming again in the day of the Lord when all the nations will be shaken and every mountain and every island will be moved out of its place. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Let's understand, my friends, we'd better wake up. We'd better return to the God of Israel who does control the weather. We'd better really turn back and honor the one who gives us life and breath because He is in charge. He raises up kings. He takes away kings. He shakes the nations in a way nothing or no one else can even begin to start to commence to do. Let's understand. Turn again to Luke 21, if you would. Turn to Luke chapter 21. He said in verse 10, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes. I'm putting earthquakes in here right along, of course, with drought and famine because God controls these things. Yes, He does. He controls the earthquakes. Jesus showed this right here in various places. And famines, that involves weather, and pestilences. And there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. God will intervene. But before all these things, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. The true people of God will be persecuted, delivering you up to synagogues and prisons. And you will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, God tells His true people, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. He says then in verse 20, that when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, that great city I visited several times, once again, the great God specifically intervenes, my friend. He's not gone way off. He is here. He is now. He is imminent. That God is about to intervene powerfully in human affairs, and he will cause Jerusalem to be taken into slavery, into the captivity once again. Then know that its desolation is nigh. Then let those in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those that are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance. All these events, the intervention of God in the weather, the intervention of God in world affairs, these are the days of God's vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. This is the time of the culmination of all the prophecies of the entire Bible. And God makes that very clear. But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. We need to understand what lies ahead. The end of this age is coming, and it involves tremendous disruptions in the weather. And they will fall by the edge of the sword, be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles. Once again, the non-Israelites will take over that great city, completely controlling it, as they did for hundreds of years during the Dark Ages. That is going to happen. Is the peace process going to work? Of course not. It's not going to work at all. And I think most of you realize that even by the world news. Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And notice now, more powerful intervention in human affairs. Verse 25, and there will be signs in the sun, not just in the earth's weather, although it's going to affect the weather very obviously. So this shows weather interventions when you think about it as well. Great signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. If the sun were to be 1% closer to the earth, we would all burn up. If the sun were to be 1% further away, we would all freeze to death. Think about it. And in stars and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, tremendous hurricanes, earthquakes, tidal waves, men's hearts failing them for fear, for the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then they will see, at that time, my friends, the end result is here. Finally, Christ will intervene. Christ will come back, a literal second coming of Christ. Not little Lord Jesus in the sanctuary where people get sentimental and accept little Lord Jesus in their hearts, but the real Christ of the Bible, sitting in power at the right hand of God, is coming back again. And they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. You don't need to be afraid of these things if you're willing to obey God, if you're willing to do what this book says, if you're willing to say to God, God, I give my life to you, and I really mean it. I'm not just going to make a sentimental decision. I'm going to read this book and study it and obey it. I'm going to pray for understanding. I'm going to pray for strength to do what you say. If you have that attitude, he will protect you. He will guide you. He will deliver you. You can lift up your heads and be confident and happy and secure. Lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. And he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you likewise, when you see all these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation, my friends, when these things begin to happen, you need to know that this generation, of course, is the final generation. This generation will by no means pass away till all things are fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always. That's what Jesus said to do. Watch. Watch these events. Watch the weather. Watch the signs of the times. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be worthy to to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch and pray and seek God. Again, my friends, to understand what is really ahead for our peoples, be sure to call now for our powerful prophetic booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain? This booklet will really spell out for you why God is going to intervene in the weather. Why have we been the greatest peoples on the face of the earth? What's going to happen to us in the future in every way and why? Upon your request, this powerful booklet will be sent to you absolutely free and with no obligation. So call now and request your free copy of What's Ahead for America and Britain.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Be sure to tune in next week to Tomorrow's World television program. Richard Ames and I will be giving you powerful and insightful messages on biblical prophecy and on the real meaning of life. We will open up to you, as no one else can, the real purpose of human existence and how you can obtain that purpose, how you can fulfill God's purpose in your life. You will understand prophecy. You will understand the reason for God intervening. And we will prove these things to you out of the pages of your own Bible. So open your Bible each week. Check up on us. Prove these things. We're glad to have you prove these things. You prove these things to yourself out of the pages of your own Bible. Tune in next week then for a powerful message on the Tomorrow's World television program. See you right here next week.
The informative booklet offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. That address again is www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.